It's Graham Pascoe continuing the morning music program. Johnny Mercer was a very successful songwriter. He could also sing. Johnny Mercer in concert. I don't know when that was recorded. I'm sure it wouldn't have been in 1929 when the song was written. Button Up Your Overcoat, written by De Silva, Brown and Henderson, a songwriter's trio, for a show called Follow Through. The Andrews Sisters had a slashing performance of hits in the 1940s, particularly. Here's one of them.
All that is remaining is some itsy bitsy fuzz. But there's a gay feather in his cap. 50-year-old papa wants his mama on his lap. I want my mama, I want my mama. Although he bends for her papa, she's quite a nifty. He's over 50, but he won't own a bat. He's grown up, so he cries, mama, mama, I want my mama, I want my mama. And he can count on his mama to lullaby him, to pacify him, and give him kisses when he cries, mama, 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 yo quiero, mama, yo quiero, mama, yo quiero, oh, mama. Edda chupeta, edda chupeta, edda chupeta, pro babana jorara, mama, 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 yo quiero, mama, yo quiero, mama, yo quiero, oh, mama. Edda chupeta, edda chupeta, edda chupeta, pro babana jorara, mama, mama, I want my mama,
mama,
I want my mama,
mama.
Although he'd pass for her papa, she's quite a nifty. He's over 50, but he won't own a bat. He's grown up, so he cries, mama, mama, I want my mama,
mama,
I want my mama,
mama.
And he can count on his mama to lullaby him, to pacify him, and give him kisses when he cries, mama, mama, bang, do, bang, do, bang, do, bang, do, bang, bang.
His mama. pacify him and give him kisses when he cries. Mama, mama, you'll always hear him cry. Mama, I want my mama, and he can count on his mama to lullaby him, to pacify him, and give him kisses when he cries. Mama, mama.
I Want My Mama, so sang the Andrews Sisters. That was on our hit parades in 1941. The song had been introduced the year beforehand in a New York review called Earl Carroll's Vanities.
Teacher seems a thing to do, because I want to learn about romance from you. An apple for the teacher, show that I'm meek and mild, if you insist on saying that I'm just a problem child. You'll get all my attention, your wish will be my rule, then maybe you'll be good to me, keep me after school. An apple for the teacher shows that I'm mean to start. Then after a while you may give in and let me bring my heart. Seems a thing to do, because I want to learn about romance from you. I want an apple for the teacher, shows that I'm meek and mild, if you insist on saying that I'm just a problem child. Now you'll get all my attention, and your wish will be my rule, and maybe you'll be good to me, keep me after school. An apple, big red apple for the teacher, now shows that I'm mean to start. Then after a while you may give in and let me bring my heart. Then after a while you may give in and let me bring my heart.
The Melbourne band Tabasco, with vocalist trombone player Harry Price, recorded in 1999 An Apple for the Teacher. The song had been written back in 1939 for Bing Crosby to sing in one of his motion pictures. The composer of the song was James Monaco. James Monaco was a successful songwriter. Four of the songs which he wrote won Academy Award nominations, and this is one of them.
Begin to tell you
spotlight this time shines upon Nancy Norman.
I can't begin to tell you how much you mean to me. My world would end if ever we were through. I can't begin to tell you how happy I would be if I could speak my mind like others do.
As you heard the man say, that was Nancy Norman. Now, I think the man was probably Sammy Kaye, who was the band leader with whom Nancy Norman was singing. I Can't Begin to Tell You, another song written by James Monaco. This time it was by Mac Gordon. Nelson Eddy made some wonderful movies with Jeanette MacDonald, particularly in the 1930s. That was not a song from an operetta, which most of the MacDonald and Eddy songs were from. It was from a motion picture called The Night Is Young, music by Sigmund Rongberg and lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein II. It was released in 1935. Nelson Eddy, When I Grow Too Old to Dream. That was Unchained Melody, a song I associate with Al Hibbler. That recording was by Giselle McKenzie.
Thanks for the memory of sentimental verse, nothing in my purse, and chuckles when the preacher said, for better or for worse.
How lovely it was. Thanks for the memory of Schubert's serenade, little things of jade, and traffic jams and anagrams and bills we never paid.
How lovely it was. We who could laugh over big things were parted by only a slight thing.
I wonder if we did the right thing. Oh, well, that's life, I guess.
I love your dress.
Do you?
It's pretty.
Thanks for the memory of faults that you forgave, rainbows on a wave,
and stockings in the basin when a fellow needs a shave.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for the memory of tinkling temple bell, alma mater yell,
and Cuban rum and towels from the very best hotels.
Oh, how lovely it was. Thanks for the memory of cushions on the floor, hashed with Dinty Moore, that pair of gay pajamas that you bought and never wore.
Say, by the way, whatever became of those pajamas?
Huh? We said goodbye with a highball.
Then I got as high as a steeple.
Did you?
But we were intelligent people.
No tears, no fuss.
Hooray for us.
Strictly entrenew, darling, how are you?
And how are all those little dreams that never did come true?
Awfully glad I met you.
Cheerio and toodaloo.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
What clever lyrics, delightful song of a married couple, formerly married couple, who meet on a cruise. Thanks for the Memory, written by Ralph Ranger and Leah Robin, sung by Bob Hope and Shirley Ross. It was featured in a motion picture called The Big Broadcast of 1938. As I said, it's time for me to introduce you to my singer of renown for this week. It's a singer whose name might not be familiar to you. He was an American stage actor and singer in a career of over 30 years. He's best known for his leading roles in some important Broadway productions, Oklahoma, Kiss Me, Kate, and Kismet. I refer to Alfred Drake. Do you believe in fate? Alfred Drake did when he played the leading role in Kismet as a poet, beggar, who becomes an emir of Baghdad. Fate.
I sat down feeling desolated, bowed my head and crossed my knees. Is fortune really predicated upon such tiny turns as these? Then fate's a thing without a head, a puzzle never understood, and man proceeds where he is led, unguaranteed of bad or good.
Fate, fate can be the trap in your path. The bitter cup of your tears, your wine of wrath. Fate can be shade in the desert blaze, sudden food in a famine found, the sound of praise, incomprehensible and strange. Fate can play a trick with a twine to weave the evil and good in one design. And so, my destiny, I look at you and cannot see. Is it good? Is it ill? Am I blessed? Am I cursed? Is it honey on my tongue or brine? What fate is mine? Fate can play a trick with a twine to weave the evil and good in one design. And so, my destiny, I look at you and cannot see. Is it good? Is it ill? Am I blessed? Am I cursed? Is it honey on my tongue or brine?
Fate, sung by my singer of renown, Alfred Drake, in the production, music production, Kismet. Music by Alexander Borodin, adapted by Forrest and, who was the other fellow who, Robert Wright and George Forrest.
Every time that is from heaven, don't you know its clouds contain pennies from heaven? You find your fortune all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is outside by the bed, and if a package of sunshine and flowers, don't you know the things you love, they must have showers. And when you hear the thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you.
Pennies from Heaven, the title song of a film which starred Bing Crosby, but also in which there was an important role for Louis Armstrong in the film. It was music by Arthur Johnson and Johnny Burke. It was the title song, 1936 film, and it was nominated for an Oscar as the best song of the year. Louis Armstrong and his All-Stars made that recording in 1947. And talking about Oscars, the next song is the title song of a film from, I think it was 1956. The film won the Oscar for the best film of the year, and the leading actor, Gary Cooper, won the Oscar for the best actor of that year. The film was High Noon.
Forsake me, oh my darling, on this our wedding day. not forsake me, oh my darling. Wait, wait long. I do not know what fate awaits me. I only know I must be brave, and I must face a man who hates me, a liar, coward, a craven coward, a liar, coward in my grave. Oh, to be torn twixt love and duty, supposing I lose my fair-haired beauty. Look at that big hand move along near in high noon. He made a vow while in state's prison, vowed it would be my life or his. I'm not afraid of death, but oh, what will I do if you leave me? Do not forsake me, oh my darling. You made that promise as a bride. Do not forsake me, oh my darling. Although you're grieving, don't think of leaving. Now that I need you by my side, wait long, wait long, wait long, wait long.
High Noon, Do Not Forsake Me. Music by Dmitri Tiomkin, lyrics by Ned Washington. That was a recording by Tex Ritter. I think my favourite recording of that song was by Frankie Lane.
And you throw me down. I don't know whether I'm here or there. Those dreams that we saw, you built them up and you knocked them down. I don't know whether you even care. First I was heaven bound, then I found you turned round, and as I hit the ground, you went up in the air. I'm on a seesaw. You throw me up and you throw me down, and altogether you don't play fair.
I'm on a Seesaw. That was Harry Roy's band. I wonder who the vocalist was. Unfortunately, it wasn't identified. The song was written by Vivian Ellis and Desmond Carter.
A way of dancing that's really ultra new. It's very subtle, the continental, because it does what you want it to do. It has a passion, the continental, an invitation to moonlight and romance. It's quite the fashion, the continental, because you tell of your love while you dance.
Your lips whisper so tenderly, her eyes answer your song.
Two bodies swaying, the continental, and you are saying just what you're thinking of. So keep on dancing, the continental, for it's a song of romance and of love.
You kiss while you're dancing. You sing while you're dancing. You'll know before the dance is through that you're in love with her and she's in love with you. You'll find while you're dancing
that there's a rhythm in your heart and soul, a certain rhythm that you can't control, and you will do the continental all the time.
Any old thing to help me ease the pain that solitude can bring. She used to like waltzes, so please don't play a waltz. She danced divinely, and I loved her so. But there I go tonight, I mustn't think of her. No more memories. Swing on, tonight I must forget. Music, maestro, please.
Music Maestro, Please. Sung by Dick Henderson with the orchestra of Joe Loss. And the Continental, that was played by Lou Stone. The singer was unidentified. And that was notable, particularly because the Continental was the first song to win an Academy Award for the best film of its year. And that year was 1934.
The moment I wake up, before I put on my makeup, I say a little prayer for you. Walk home in my hair now, and wondering what dress to wear now, I say a little prayer for you. For the bus, dear, while riding I think of us, dear, I say a little prayer for you. At work I just take time, and all through my coffee break time, I say a little prayer for you.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I are just like a couple of tots running across a meadow, picking up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today. 'Cause you make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go and play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I are just like a couple of tots running across a meadow, picking up nuts. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today. 'Cause you make me feel so young. You make me feel so young.
You Make Me Feel So Young, sung by Frank Sinatra. Before that, Dionne Warwick sang I Say a Little Prayer. Did you go to the Elvis Festival in Parks? I wonder if someone sang this song.
Ooh. It's now or never. Come hold me tight. Kiss me, my darling. Be mine tonight. It's now or never, my love won't wait. When I first saw you, with your smile so tender, my heart was captured, my soul surrendered. I've spent a lifetime waiting for the right time. Now that you're near, the time is here at last. It's now or never. Come hold me tight. Kiss me, my darling. Be mine tonight. It's now or never, my love won't wait. Just like a willow, we would cry an ocean if we lost true love and sweet devotion. Your lips excite me, let your arms invite me. For who knows when we'll meet again this way. It's now or never. it's now or never. My love won't wait. It's now or never. My love won't wait. It's now or never. My love won't wait.
Originally known as O Sol Mio, Elvis told us, and we enjoyed, I'm sure, It's Now or Never. Hope you've enjoyed the program. I'll be back next Monday with more music.